Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
The wildfires in Oklahoma were devastating to many rural families. One family affected was a firefighter himself. His FarmAssure policy paid quickly, just like his agent promised. You see, his dad was his agent and knew the highly rated company would pay. FarmAssure is trusted by agents when they sell a policy to their own family. And isn't that the best testament? FarmAssure. To locate an agent near you, go to FarmAssure.com. Join the thousands who already have.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. And Tom Leffler joins us as we talk here about our livestock futures. And Tom, again, kind of up and down day yesterday and ended up, what, mostly mixed, it looks like, yesterday on those livestock futures.
Yeah, we saw a market that just never showed any real strength, Dave. And that was disappointing considering the downside we saw in our grain complex. We thought that would fuel the upside in the cattle market, as we actually probably saw more negative trade yesterday than we did positive trade. But by the end of the day, it was a mixed close of live cattle, mostly on a slightly higher side, feeder cattle slightly negative. And we also continue to see a standoff taking place in our feed yards. We've yet to see cash trade. Possibly I have to wait till after we see our cattle on feed report before we actually see any cash trade really being reported to us. Box beef prices, they continue to slowly work their way higher, as choice was up 50 cents yesterday. Selects were up 79 cents and a movement of 135 lows. Cattle slaughter, 106,000 head. Cash feeder index was up one penny. We do have that cattle and feed report as far as trade estimates for Friday. On feed as of November 1, 99.8% of a year ago. October placements, 95.7%. October marketings, 92.6% of a year ago. December cattle yesterday closed unchanged. January feeders were 17 cents lower, and February lean hogs up 52 cents.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures, when you kind of analyze it, a lot simpler than those livestock yesterday. It's just negative across the board.
Boy, that is exactly right, Dave. As selling was the name of the game yesterday for our wheat, corn, and soybean futures. Chicago wheat and the soybeans saw double-digit losses yesterday. Technical and fund selling was behind the lower trade and the closes that took place. Now, trading overnight has been most interesting, as we have seen huge trading in December and March corn contracts. The two contracts together have exceeded over 75,000 contracts of trading so far overnight, and this is mainly due to rolling from December to March positions. Now, Egypt overnight has tendered for wheat. No U.S. wheat was offered, and this morning we'll see our weekly export sales expected to be on the low side for corn and wheat and neutral for soybeans. At the moment, December KC wheat's down a quarter of a penny. December corn's a penny and a half higher. January soybeans, 6.25 cents higher. March cotton is down 10 points. January crude oil, 4 cents higher. December dollar index is 4 cents higher. And December Dow Jones futures down 67 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning. We look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow, and that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.